Yeah, we're talking to Paul Croker.
Crocker.
Crocker, not Croker.
Like Betty Crocker.
You would know. he's a lead narrative designer at Rocksteady.
Yeah, Rocksteady Studios.
Rocksteady Studios, and they're working on, guess what, Batman Arkham Asylum.
The awesome Batman Arkham
when is
Asylum.
That coming out? Officially.
It's out August 25th here.
Summer-ish.
A couple of days later in Europe.
Okay, that's not too bad. It was like, it's delayed. Like, it was delayed a month and a half.
Moderate delay.
To be fair, people were just wanting to play it. You know, people have seen all this stuff. And we were disappointed, but we just needed to make the game better.
Was there a specific thing like, oh, we need to fix this thing before, like give it a couple extra months, or was it kind of
It's purely polish. The game is bigger than we really thought it was going to be when we started. And it literally just took a little bit longer than we thought to get it to the state that we want it to be in, because we're very proud of it and we don't want to release something, buggy into the marketplace.
I heard about it. I actually read that we're sitting down and we have the PlayStation, the official magazine cover with the Joker's ripped smile with Arkham Asylum in his mouth. It's a great, great cover if you see it on newsstands, PlayStation, the official magazine. I was reading in there that wasn't there a comic basis to the story? Or is it inspired by a certain...
One of the great things about the freedom we've been given is we've got... we're nothing to do with any movies. We're the core Batman comic book license.
Did you set out to like not have anything to do with the Dark
Knight? No, it's just this is what we were asked to make. So it's nothing at all to do with Dark Knight at all. Obviously, Dark Knight is the billion-dollar franchise. Very few people do,
I
believe.
Small independent film. I don't have time.
Yeah, but there's things people there's things we've taken from every part of Batman because people have different expectations, and we've been really lucky because DC and Warner and everyone's kind of said, take the best bits, make a great game, and so Arkham Asylum, we're not anything to do with the comic, the graphic novel that came out, 10 years ago, whatever it was, but obviously, we're inspired by it. We're set in that location. We've got kind of a similar art style, but the story is nothing at all like it. Just like there's, one of my favorite Batman books is The Killing Joke.
Read that. Yeah. Thank you, Henry.
And our Joker's kind of a cross between that Joker and the animated series Joker. And it's that kind of freedom. Like, we had Mark Hamill as the Joker.
I love the casting choices. We always said that. Kevin Conroy.
Conroy and Mark Hamill together again is made it for me right away.
And I was in the studio with them for weeks, and it was awesome. They were, it was awesome. But the kind of great thing about them as well is, it's not the animated series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can show them the game and go, look, you can be darker, you can be go crazy. But we want that constant swing, like a bipolar Joker, kind of like, 1 minute crazy, 1 minute happy, 1 minute killing people. Obviously it takes people a while to get this, and then they got to have fun with it. And, we did the first recording session, and we were changing stuff for another recording session because the stuff they brought to it was awesome.
How far in advance did you know the Joker would be playable, at least on the PS3 version?
To be honest, I don't know. I know when we built it, I don't know how far.
So did you have to record new dialogue with Mr. Hamill?
There has been some stuff done, I believe. But most of the, we knew at the time we did the final recording that.
So does that take place within the story, or is that just some kind of unlockable?
Yeah, the playable Joker is obviously PS3 exclusive. It's the challenge maps, but by playing as Joker, you don't have to play by Batman's rules. Obviously, we've really tried hard to make you feel like you're Batman, but Joker's, he can cheat a little bit. So he's got, it's not just a reskin Batman. It's, a full set of Joker moves. It's really like our goal was to make a game where you feel like you're Batman. Well, in those, challenge maps, you get to feel like you're Joker.
Yeah. Kind of going off of that, the idea that you feel like Batman, we wrote an article about this like about a year and a half ago. It was like failed franchises we know how to fix, and one of them was Batman. We're like, no Batman game tries to mix the detective, the fighting, the gadgets, the stealth, the playing on darkness. And then literally 2 months later, the first trailer Arkham Asylum. We're like, well, there, somebody, And that seems like kind of what was going on here, the gameplay wise. Like it wasn't just, you know, most of them end up just being a straight brawler. There seems to be a lot more going on here.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we were. It's hard to explain, but we've been so focused on that kind of what it is like to be Batman. You know, every design decision mm-hmm. is made around that.
I've been hearing a lot about the foam, the explosive foam.
Batman. Yeah, Batman's explosive gel.
Explosive gel.
Yeah,
I'm very interested. No, nothing. You can't.
It's just one of the gadgets that we give you.
I know he never gets enough gadget. He always has like a batarang with a number next to it.
I know. Well, we've got plenty of them as well. Batarangs, different types. But the thing is, it's like take the story for example, and all the things that come with it. We've really worked really hard with DC and everybody involved to make something that will surprise people.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and you know how like every time a game comes out these days, you know everything about it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't mean it's not to diss you guys or anything.
I've been actually staying away personally from all of it.
But it, you know, we've got, you know, it's a 12-hour story that we want you to be surprised and things happen that screw with you and you know what it's like. You know, we've got the world's ultimate crazy guy controlling the worst asylum in the world with you stuck in it, and things happen that we want you to be surprised over.
You know, it is admirable in a day and age where we get kind of drip-fed trailers every 2 weeks for a big game that's going to come out, and that Arkham Asylum, even though we know there's going to be a roster of villains everyone knows, with a hero the world knows, like we still don't know, there's still a lot that I can expect to be surprised by playing, and I'm actually happy for once that I'm not inundated with information.
Yeah, I mean, it's been our goal. We've, you know, obviously everyone wants to tell everyone everything, but we really just, you know.
Oh, you seem pretty reserved. You don't want to tell. You seem like you don't want to say much. But what's something that you're the most proud of? That's not a specific detail in the plot.
I mean, just the way it all hangs together. To be completely honest, everything from. I mean, the gameplay is awesome. Obviously, we got across the fact that you are Batman, the storyline, all the. Everything just kind of works. It looks beautiful when you're playing it.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
You've seen it out on the floor.
Not on the floor yet, but just like the trailers we have. We got to post a Poison Ivy trailer like a week or so ago.
And I mean, Poison Ivy looks amazing.
Yeah, the designs were really good. Was there anyone on the DC side, like notable? I mean, I'm kind of a comic nerd, so was there anyone script or design-wise that kind of pitched in from DC side?
Script side, we worked closely with Paul Dini.
Oh, cool.
He's
part of the animated series.
Part of the animated series. Yeah. So Emmy award-winning Paul Dini.
Yes.
And lots of other stuff, you know. Yeah, first season of Lost.
Yeah.
But, you know, and he's been great. You know, he's like, he knows everything about Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows what worked, what didn't, you know. And he's not been... Well, you must do this. You know, he didn't know about games, so we've had him over to Rocksteady. We've been through it with him. You know, we've made changes. He's made changes. It's been really collaborative, and it's worked out really well. Obviously, we worked with Wildstorm on the character concepts, and you know, everything obviously has to be approved by DC and everybody. But to be honest, if you look at the game, it's been a good process.
I'm watching the DC animated movies and the. What they're letting them do with those characters is unbelievable. I'm just shocked. Like, this is mature. They seem to know who their audience is.
Yeah.
Adults to young teens. Really cool.
Well, for us, Batman's like one of the biggest franchises in the world, but one of the cool things about Batman is he appeals to so many different people. Like, you've got the Brave and the Bold, you've got you've got your comic books, you've got your Dark Knight, you've got the animated series. They're all very different, but they're all focused around what it is about Batman that's kind of cool to everyone.
It's true, and I won't put you on the spot because I know you don't want to tell me which Batman games you hate, but I've played most of them and I think they've all disappointed me. Solely Batman games in this day and age, so is there any other franchise you feel like rescuing? Oh, no, seriously, an old one. You can go far back. I mean, talking like Count Duckula. Maybe you need to do a resurrection of that.
No, I don't know. To be honest, this is absolutely nothing to do with Warner Bros. And everything else because they would probably freak out of this. But my favorite comic book, other than Batman, is Hellboy.
Really?
And that's someone who's not had
you
the greatest
You need to say Hellboy.
Time.
Seeds of Evil did not do very well. All right, I'm jotting this down if I predicted this. we called it here. That's awesome. We can't wait to see more about it. So,
I hope you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty like sure. Everything I've seen so far. So
cool. Have a go on the show.
No, sure.
Yeah, we that was Paul Crocker. Paul
Crocker,
lead narrative designer of Rocksteady Studios, and yeah, the game will be out in August 2010, right?
Yeah, very, very
2009.
Yeah, 2009.
Literally
weeks away.
Weeks, not away. Years away. Weeks away.
We've all been up a very long time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.